Sorry for the interruption.
No problem.
Before you continue, sir.
They didn't regulate it.
Mr. Baldwin, before you continue, is there anybody else who wishes to speak? Come up now and sign.
Please.
Once? Twice? Come on, continue, Mr. Baldwin. Wait a minute.
Come on.
There's also an appendix up there, right?
Yeah, there's an appendix sheet up here. You can either come up and sign it now, or you can sign it before you leave. But if you wish to speak, I want you to come up right now. I don't want any speakers interrupted. That's it. Mr. Baldwin, you may continue.
Okay, I think I forgot where I was.
That's right. Anyway, regulated your windstone.
Right, they didn't regulate it when I bought it. They didn't mind collecting the tax money when I bought it. I don't think they should regulate it now. If they want to change regulations in the future and require new regulations on new wood stoves, as they did with cars, when they became out of service, they were no longer in service when you bought a new car and you met all the regulations that are current. I am burning wood. I will continue to burn wood. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Chris Sutherland?
Good evening. My name is Chris Sutherland. I live in Piscataquis. I own an outdoor wood burning furnace and I own 4 outdoor wood burning furnaces. I installed my furnace two full seasons ago, at a huge expense for myself and my business. Installing that wood stove has and will save me money in the future. It enables me to purchase of the stove was within the county. All of my chainsaws, sharpening, everything I need, I buy within the town. All the money stays here. All the money on maintenance of everything I use right here in the town. It doesn't go to anybody else. Buying green, that's exactly what I'm doing. The stoves enabled me to save money. If the town should enact regulations, I wish that they would take consideration into people that have already purchased these stoves and realize there should be a lifespan, as long as the stove is good for them, to be able to run their stove as necessary until the stove is either no longer useful or they can go out and purchase a new stove that enables them to do exactly what they're doing now. If I have to take my stove down, I don't know how I'll be able to heat my home. I've already invested those dollars into my stove and into my wood and into my labor. That's not gonna come from thin air next year. My wood is all stacked for next year. If somebody comes in and takes away my stove or says I can't use it, which is gonna be a very difficult job, what am I gonna do? If you do decide to do regulations, you gotta give us time, or you need to come up with some way to lessen the blow if it comes to that. I know the town hasn't enacted any laws or anything yet, but they have to look at the full impact of this on the people that have bought these stoves, the people that sell these stoves, and I also understand that there's people that live next door to these stoves that need consideration as well. But there has to be a happy medium that works for everyone. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Sutherland. Diane, I cannot read your last name. It looks like hotel.
I signed the wrong paper. I thought it was the attendance sheet. I'm sorry.
It's okay. You're off the hook. John, please.
I'll speak for her.
Okay. You don't get a 5 minutes for that.
Well, first of all, I'm for alcohol at burning stoves. But I like to present to the town, I don't think they've read any of the laws on the outdoor wood burning stoves, Article 270, any of that stuff there. Have they read any information on the stoves that are being sold that are clean, burning? And like again, I'm for outdoor wood burning stoves. But I am really against, like this fellow said, the neighbor that smokes your house up. I've been out in the country for 22 years, and the fellow just moved in maybe 10 years ago, or 5 years ago, got a stove, and is smoking the house right up. You can't breathe. Now, there are stoves that burn clean. I know it's tough making your fuel prices, and you have to make a living, and you have to stay warm. I understand that. But also, my health and my house also is important. Like this fellow said here, somehow we have to talk to each other. I have spoke to my neighbor. My neighbor, at this point, I really still think that he's burning garbage in his outdoor wood burning stove. There are a few in here that burn, I don't know if any, that will make it bad for other outdoor wood burning stove people that really burn right. Now, I was raised in a house we chop wood, we burnt wood, we always burn our fires hot. And you get no smoke, no pollution. But if you come out the Leeds Athens Road, on a good day, when they start cooking up those, there's three guys out there that burn. One burns right, the other two burn wrong. You can't even see down to the country club. It's bad. You can't breathe, and it's not right. I'm for you guys who want to burn wood, that's fine. If I had an outdoor wood burning stove and I had the access to wood, I'd probably burn it though. I just got 1,000 gallons of fuel delivered, and it cost $2,490. That's a lot of money, huh? But also, my health is important too. The guy that's out there that's ruining it for you, the guy that's doing it right, is burning the shit, excuse the language, in the outdoor wood burning stove. He's burning garbage, he's burning green wood, he's not burning seasoned wood, he's burning anything to get in there, cardboard, whatever. And anybody that burns wood, you go buy a place out in the country and you know who's burning paper and who's burning cardboard just by the smell. I can. I know a guy burning oak, or he's burning maple, or he's burning cardboard. You can see it. And the lady's having in the valley out there, and it's bad. I don't think the government should regulate you guys, but I think there should be some kind of rules. And I happen to print off all the manufacturers that do comply to the EPA. Now, I don't know if these guys around here do that or not. Saw this kind of furnace, but seems like Massachusetts and Vermont has found out these six companies that are clean burning outdoor wood burning stoves. And I do have a problem with somebody that's burning wood that has spent a lot of money in these furnaces, and the government is going to come in and tell them they have to take them out. I don't think it's right. But I think there should be some kind of compromise done, some kind of zoning. We got to have rules, permits. The town should have a permitting issue, something to allow these furnaces to burn. If they're the wrong kind of furnace, they shouldn't be put up. Other than that, That's about it. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Fetterman.
I'm Larry Fetterman, 35-year resident of the hamlet of Palinville. First thing I need to say is I am here as a private citizen, not in my capacity as a planning board member. Before I go in, I had statement A and statement B, and I'll be jumping back between a couple of these. I wasn't going to bring in the direct issue that I have, naming names, but since Mr. Carlson did, I've got to say that based on past experiences that I've had with issues with Mr. Carlson and members of his family that have not been fruitful discussions, as in trespassing or firing of guns close to our house, I didn't think discussion was going to get me anywhere, so I had to resort to coming to the town to ask for some kind of remediation. As far as my involvement with the outdoor wood boilers, the issue began in March of 2009 at our work for the Audubon Society, our Audubon Council meeting, where somebody brought up the issue up north concerning these and that they should be regulated. Our council said, we think they should be, but on a local level. So that's where that had ended up. We only became personally involved in this issue last June when we realized that we were getting odors in our yard. They weren't coming from a previously thought burn barrel, but they were. I was able to see the smoke coming from the outdoor wood boiler. As I said, discussions in the past never got me anywhere on a neighborly basis. I'm not against outdoor wood boilers. I'm not against burning with wood. I've been here 35 years. I understand the benefits of using wood as a source of generating heat, and it's been a culture of heating here in Greene County and the town of Catskill. I had a wood stove in my last home. It was my primary source for heat. We didn't even have an oil burner. We had one of those registers in the floor that you're scared to use. It was one of those hot air things. And I'm in favor of using as many alternative energy sources as possible to reduce our dependence on fossil fuels, but only after negative consequences have been avoided or mitigated. And as we're hearing, one negative consequence of outdoor wood boilers is a unit that impacts the quality of life of neighbors. These things were originally designed for use on farms. Neighbors were far apart, and neighbors weren't directly impacted by their operation. Outside the originally designed usage, I'm not against a properly sited, installed, or properly operated outdoor wood boiler. By this, I mean a unit whose placement was determined after taking into account prevailing wind patterns so as not to be directly discharging smoke and odors onto neighboring property, one that has proper chimney height, is the correct size for the application, and one that uses the correct fuel. As far as the chimney height, unfortunately, I don't think every situation calls for a 30-foot stack. The state's calling for some drastic cookie-cutter rules. I also don't think the state should be regulating these. It should be on the municipal level. I'm just jumping around here. The recommendations of prevailing winds and placing units far enough away from neighboring properties, i.e. setbacks, are also recommendations in outdoor wood boiler manufacturers' brochures. I was at the meeting, the DEC meeting, where Mr. Lennon and Mr. O'Connor attended, and I heard what people were saying, how people did look where they were placing their unit, took into account their neighbors, and there were discussions among the neighbors. But what do you do in a situation where there is no conversation? We also heard of the horror stories of how children were affected by outdoor wood boilers. The speaker said how his son stopped breathing during an asthma attack by a next-door neighbor with one of these units. And again, I'm sure, just like the gentleman in the front had said, most of the people aren't operating these properly. They're burning the proper wood. They're away from their neighbors. But what do you do with the ones that aren't operating properly, and there are a few regulations right now to help our people? Now to jump to statement number two, this is jumping out of my comfort zone. I've really had it with the good old boy attitude in town, not caring about your neighbor. If it's good for me, then I'll do it. It's not the Wild West. You're not living on the Ponderosa. There are rules to protect people. There's zoning, subdivision regulations, mobile home park regulations. Also, things like not allowing your septic waste to go on another person's property. there should be regulations concerning the air we breathe, and in this case specifically outdoor wood boilers. Any reasonably intelligent person knows it's not healthy to breathe smoke. It's why the firefighters wear Scott air packs. They don't want to breathe the toxins and particulate matter in smoke. Smoke from outdoor wood boilers contains the same toxins. And in warmer weather, which is extremely egregious, that's when the smoke settles. It doesn't dissipate as quickly. And yes, my family has been a victim of this since last June and continues. I have a lot. I'm going to leave you with some of my written comments. So I'm not, to conclude, I'm not in favor of cookie-cutter regulations, a one-size-fit-all ordinance, nor another level of government intervention. But since there are currently no viable public protections or guidelines for outdoor wood boilers, and according to the Attorney General report, states since 1999 there's been a threefold increase in the sale of these things, I feel it's the responsibility of the town board to protect the health of town residents by being proactive. Form a committee, let's establish guidelines. Let's get some dialogue here. Talk about the siting, installation, and operation of these. To help further this, the town can go to the, we can request local government technical assistance from Green County Planning. Support for local regulations has come from, among others, Assemblyman Lopez and the Green County Legislature, as well as the many folks who spoke at the DEC hearing. I request the town institute an immediate moratorium on using outdoor wood boilers. Can I just do one last statement?
Yeah.
A moratorium until such time that the town or DEC adopt the regulations, but to be fair, have some sort of a waiver provision for people who need these and we're not going to be affecting their neighbors. The town should draft these that specifically fit our town. Included should be provisions.
I told you to wrap it up. Okay. You want to submit the written documentation,
okay.
I'll accept it.
Sure.
Mr. Dabrowski.
Good evening. My name's Ron Dabrowski. I live in Panelville. I've been there for 20 years. I fear the encroaching and the ever-reaching arm of pumping entities on the individual. I agree with Mr. O'Connor about the power of precedent. Personally, I'm antagonized by the DEC open fires 215.3 with very little warning in the fall. However, I do recognize that the history of technology, one analogy would be the advent of motor vehicles, which is now around here seen as a necessity in such a rural community. With no regular or affordable transportation except your personal family vehicle. Prior to motor vehicles, though, there were no speeding lights, there was no traffic lights, no tickets for speeding, no tickets for running the stop sign. Now there are. I have a hard time telling people who have invested time and money and research in a system that's so similar to an indoor fireplace, to an indoor fire. I have a hard time telling people you can't do it. However, as with the advent of motor vehicles, I feel that there is, with the advent of outdoor boilers, there needs to be some protections. The people who have invested in boilers need to be protected. So do the citizens, all the citizens, Panelville, Piscataquis, Leeds, and Cement. Tonight, it's not a night for decisions, only information. This meeting is not an indication of majority rule. Mainly, it's a demonstration of the power of network. I feel that there is obviously a problem. Most people will suffer, will prefer to suffer in silence while they can, while tolerable. However, when a situation does become intolerable, that's when people act. Some people like me snap. It's my suggestion that environmental conditions, that specific fuels, construction design, physical plant location, and most especially, the potential feasibility of enforcement of any future regulations be investigated. Taking a look at if you're going to make any kind of regulations, how would we actually measure, how would we actually test that something's happening? Because we certainly don't want to punish someone who is acting within the law, certainly who is acting in accord with their neighbor. I'm not against outdoor boilers. but I am for reasonable accommodation for all the citizens of Palenville, Piscataquis, Leeds, Sonetton, in fact, all the town of Catskill. I am aware that the state is in the process of investigating, and it's called 247 Boilers, Part 200, and this is what it is. This is what the state's looking at right now. I would prefer to be on the local level, where we can make exceptions. We know our people in our town better. But we need to accommodate for all people. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Polanski. Mr. Bush. David Bush?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I've had a wood stove for about Catskill resident for about 15 years. I've had my stove for about 7 years. When I was reading the stuff in the papers, I thought my main agenda when I came here, I thought there'd probably be more negative speaking opposed to the wood stove. So I was here hoping to invite anybody who really hasn't seen a wood stove working or just heard rumors. My wood stove is incredibly efficient. Smokes incredibly very little. None of my neighbors complain. All of my neighbors have some sort of wood stove in or out of their house, as it is. We felt so strongly about it because we are very environmentally conscious. We took away, or my wife took out from her retirement to purchase our wood stove. The stove alone was $10,000, as I'm sure most of you know. Not to mention my chainsaws, wood splitters. I got a quad to pull it out of the woods. I feel very strongly about staying green. I hear the word being pollution for the wood stoves. I would argue that. Irritant, maybe. Pollution, absolutely not. Stand on top of that chimney with the oil burner going, try to breathe that. That's definitely that's a pollutant. That'll kill you. My wood stove, you know, it's like sitting around a campfire. I suppose you stood right next to it up in the chimney. It's an irritant. It's not a pollutant. Also, I think keeping this in the town level as opposed to the state level would be very beneficial. I think the town could, I don't know, hire, I mean, there's inspectors for changing a toilet, putting on a deck. I don't have a problem with people driving by and checking on my wood stove. I don't have a problem with that. I'm not burning garbage. If you're burning anything but wood, dry, seasoned wood, you're burning garbage, deer carcasses, tires, you're wrong. And you're making it bad for everybody. Everybody. Also, I would like to say one more thing, that I truly believe that because most of the politicians in New York State, I'm sure they have no idea what outdoor wood burning furnace is. I'm pretty sure they've never smelled one, they've just heard about it. I would not want to be part of the town of Catskill when they come to find out the politicians are getting some revenue in their back pockets from big oil. I would bet a lot of money on that. I wouldn't want to be part of that. I think that's probably another big factor of why this has come down so fast, so hard on us. So if there is any nay people who are against the wood stove, I'd love to have you come to my house. I show my wood stove off all the time. I'm very proud of it. It's incredible, it's efficient, it's clean. See me after the meeting. Thank you.
Good. Thank you, Mr. Bush. Brendan Ailey?
My name is Lynn Daly. I've been a resident of Catskill for over 36 years. I have, excuse me, I have chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, which in case you don't know, It's a combination of emphysema, asthma, and bronchitis. I was very hesitant when my husband wanted to purchase a wood stove. After we purchased the wood stove, excuse me, my condition improved 100%. I've had my outdoor wood-burning furnace for over 10 years. My neighbors were unaware I had one until I told them. When they started complaining about the fuel cost, they said to me, how much are you paying for it? I said, I'm not. Well, what are you using to heat? I'm using a wood-burning outside stove. You're kidding. I said, no, how long have you had it? 10 years. Really?
Ms. Collier.
Thank you. I have never had any complaints from my neighbors or have had a fire of any type. I follow the accepted guidelines and burn recommended combustible products. I service my furnace every year as recommended by the company. On a more personal note, my husband and I are both on Social Security. We just get by while maintaining our home and monthly bills. We get our wood for free, thus saving us hundreds of dollars each heating season, which is a godsend. We are not taking anything away from anyone, and the only thing it costs us is my husband's sweat and hard work. It keeps him fit, and what man doesn't like to save money? I don't know if any of you live on Social Security, but if you did, you would understand how hard it is. I agree that there should be some types of regulations on the wood-burning furnaces as to if people are burning illegally. Okay, I've run into problems where somebody across the street from me was burning garbage in a burn barrel. So it's not only wood-burning furnaces that are being abused. If you go online and you type in wood-burning stoves, you will find numerous pages of how individual municipalities have handled this problem, creating their own regulations, and having somebody go around, in some cases it was the building inspector, monitoring if people were burning things they weren't supposed to be burning. There is also an EPA study conducted on September 2009 which is very informative. There is some environmental info in this survey which will prove to be very helpful. I hope before you make a decision on the matter, you will research this information and consider the families in need and the seniors who benefit from using and saving with these furnaces. That's all I have to say. I mean, it's been a godsend. If anything, I have not had any problems when we had the oil furnace. I couldn't breathe at night. I couldn't breathe during the day. Now everything is outside. I can live a lot easier. I don't have to worry about my house burning down. And I just ordered fuel, and evidently, this fellow here must have really got a discount, because I just ordered, because I heat my hot water with it, and it was $635 for 250 gallons of fuel.
That was $2,000.
Well, I'm just saying, you pay $240. Well, I pay $270. Okay? I mean, you know, we all plan for our retirement. And as you know, over the past several years, with the way the economy has been going, a lot of our pensions have been affected. A lot of our living strategies have had to change. If you make a decision on this, and it's anti-stove, then you're going to have to consider your people who fall through the cracks between the poverty level and the middle class level. Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you for the water.
No charge yet.
Is it Gary Whitbeck?
Yep, I
am. Yeah.
I'm Gary Whitbeck, County Castile, right on the Green County Yellowstone line. Did not really plan on speaking too much tonight, but I do have two wood stoves. Had one for 10 years,
One for my mushroom growing business for over 8 years. Banning the stoves, be out of business, period. It's a sweat equity. Also, I will say, I have just stumbled on the situation here in kind of Catskill the last week or so. I'm not privy on the whole deal. The stoves are clean, they are efficient. There are more dangerous conditions out there than burning wood or leaves. People burn the leaves in the wintertime, whatever. My point is this, if you've got a few bad apples abusing the system, it's costing me right now today. It's a courtesy thing, whoever's going on it. If the car is made with a defect, has an accident, somebody abuses it, you don't ban automobiles. If an airplane crashes, you don't ban air travel. If they're going to have the regulation, strictly because of the abuse by a few people, I feel it's discriminatory. This is people who are working. Thirdly, as far as some kind of enforcement, I don't know how you'd enforce something like this. Mr. Fetterman didn't mention loose regulations. That sounds good. Loose regulations don't usually work on anything because there's too many flexibility. I think for the world lawyers, use more interpretation. It comes down to personal courtesy. So if somebody's blowing stove or smoke, they should be conscious of it. I believe I have the legal right to smoke a cigarette that I want to. I do not have the right to blow in your face. So whatever the situations are in the areas, whether it's my house, somebody else's house, you got to help yourself, whatever's going on. But I do urge, I am not looking for more regulation. I'm not a fan of big government, how they basically have not been affecting a lot of things. But to create another job for a building inspector or an agency, it's just going to be more eternal debt to the taxpayers, and I'm not sure it'll fix anything. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Zadone? Joe Zadone? Am I pronouncing it right? S-D-O-N-E? Once, Mr. Zadone. Twice. Three times. Mr. Wicks. Michael Wicks.
My name is Michael Wicks. I've been a resident of the town of Catskill for the past 21 years. And I recently purchased a wood stove about a little over a year ago. My brother's a building inspector in the town of Saugerties. And he hounded me to get a building permit. I addressed the town for a building permit. They told me I didn't need a building permit to be courteous to my neighbor. I said, are you sure of that? Yes, I am. Called my brother back, told him the story. He said, you call her back and tell her to give it to you in writing. Because the state mandates any plumbing altercation, electrical altercation, anything you do to your home needs to have a permit. I called her back and told her that. She says, Mr. Weeks, you tell your brother we don't require that in town of Catskill. Fine. I made $11,000 investment now. The town told me I didn't need a permit. And now if the state's going to tell me I can't have my wood stove, who's going to reimburse me? I'm for burning wood. I've burned wood all my life, my family. I grew up on it. And it's wrong. Be courtesy to your neighbors. But say I applied for a permit from I didn't need one. It maybe made it safer for my family. I've had chimney fires in my house, and I clean my chimney, believe it or not, every single Tuesday night by clockwork. I clean my chimney. Still have a chimney fire. Never slept good at night. Blowing back. I don't care who installed your wood stove. I still have blowbacks, house full of smoke. And I got it out of my house, and I live a whole lot easier. My neighbors don't complain. I got neighbors. They burn wood. And I think we should keep it at a local level.
Thank you, Mr. Weeks. Amanda Collier.
Hi. Thank you for allowing me this opportunity. I also believe I was born 200 years too late. And I don't have TV, and I didn't hear about this from the newspaper, but the old-fashioned way, a neighbor gave me a shout and told me that this was happening. And I happen to live in, I'd like to call it Switzerland, because I live between Larry Fetterman and the rest of Carlson County, and I live right in the middle of it. And I also like to keep to myself, and I like to say thank you to my neighbors for helping me, for the things that they've done to help me. And I'd also like to say that, you know, I don't have problems with the cows coming through the property, and I help you find the cows when they get out. And you know, I believe Mr. Hoteling and Mr. Bush made incredible points when they said it has to do with the integrity of what you burn. And I've never experienced anyone else's outdoor furnace other than the one that's very, 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 very near my property. I intend to do that after this meeting, because this is where I've gotten a lot of my information of what I know other than my own immediate personal experience. And I don't know, we've had issues about plastic burning nearby in the past, but I don't know what you put in your furnace, and I don't know what a clean one versus a dirty one looks like, but I'm betting that it's not all wood, and I know there's a lot of green wood that goes into it, a lot. So I would ask, and I do know that my mother is asthmatic and has a difficult time being in my house when there's a lot of smoke going on. So I've heard, you know, perhaps winter burning versus summer burning, that the summer keeps things down in the valley, really. I, you know, my clothes that I hang out often smell like smoke, and I'm such a country girl that I don't even mind so much. But, you know, let's just keep what we're putting into the, and I don't know how you would regulate something like that. I have to, who you're going to get, someone knocking on a door, but before you put something into the furnace, I'm not against them. I grew up in homes that had only wood burning and coal burning. I'm not against them. I think we should be a town of neighbors and be able to decide on a municipal level what it is that we can do to keep it fair for everyone. As Mr. Dombrowski said, everyone is a citizen and deserves clean air. We all share the air. And, you know, it moves from one place to the other. It's not static. It doesn't stay right there. So, thanks for hearing me. And I'd like to say switch to the votes. Okay?
That concludes with those people who have signed up to speak. I would like to thank you for your participation, for your comments. The board will take them into consideration. I will reiterate again. There is no legislation, local law or otherwise, even being considered at this time. The purpose of this hearing was for us to gather information, the thoughts from the citizenry. We got that. I commend you for your participation and for the way you treated each other in what I would consider somewhat a contentious issue. That being the case, I will ask for a motion to adjourn this public hearing. I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a second. All board members in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned. We have a town meeting. We're going to take about a 10-minute recess.